broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Based on some information that she heard about.
Whoa, man. Start that all over again there. Start that all over again, bud, because that ain't gonna work.
To when you walked onto the VMAs and grabbed the mic from Taylor Swift.
It was based on some information that she heard about the students' complaints.
Black women are against the black man because they've been exploited so
much. The United States has always considered waterboarding torture, except
during
the book.
I hate sex toys. So you're against waterboarding then? All right. Rick, are you against waterboarding?
I hate sex toys.
All right. World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, where we take you through the looking glass and beyond. And we frankly take you places where their talk shows wish they could. Pine for the days that they could, but they can't. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and get a live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of our show right now. You can watch as well as listen. You can go to our archives and listen to hundreds of thousands of minutes. I was going to say hours. It's ridiculous. But thousands of hours. Thousands of hours of archive material. We also have our daily podcasts. We have our daily video cast on demand. And so much more. Check it out, man, on our classic Phil as well. PhilHendryShow.com. A video of a racist tirade against a postal worker has caused a huge uproar. Is it real? More college students get sick of Four Loko. Is it time for a national ban, or do we just have a bunch of lightweight college students?
Ah!
And Sarah Palin's reality show makes its debut this weekend. Will you be watching? Sure. Just this weekend, at least. Clara Bingham and Bob Green join us, 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, KRCN 1060 AM in the great city of Denver, and in Wausau, Wisconsin, WXCO 1230 AM. Two stations on the Phil Hendry Network that get it. PhilHendryShow.com, of course, is our website. Now, we have, as I mentioned, Robert Green joining us later on to talk about a veteran scam that was going on over the Veterans Day holiday. And it certainly is very, very, it's just disappointing. And we're going to talk with Robert about that next hour. I want to bring on Clara Bingham. She is a middle school teacher at North Bell Middle School. She does teach at Joyful Union Congregation, which is a private Christian middle school, but does much of her work as a volunteer, as well as a teacher's assistant, as well as a teacher at North Bell. And Clara, we thank you for joining us because we want to talk about Harry Potter. Have you had it up to here with Harry Potter?
Oh, no, I have a good time talking about all of the things that children are interested in, of course.
All right, well, Harry Potter, you know, the movie was out the other night.
Yes, I understand. And I saw that you had interviewed, you did not interview Daniel Radcliffe?
No. We didn't interview Daniel Radcliffe. We interviewed a man who, Doug Danger, who is a writer who had was covering that event, or at least that film. But the Harry Potter, the film is Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows, and as a teacher, Ms. Bingham, like other teachers, you're constantly aware of and in communication with the culture that young people are immersed in, the things that they like, and I guess Harry Potter's no different, huh?
That is correct. We are always trying to maintain a relationship not only with our students, but with their parents, and the interest that our students, as well as their parents, have. So you have a more well-rounded relationship with your student, of course. But it is not unlike, I think, what the relationship would be of any parent with a child, where you want to make sure you know what that child is interested in beyond his or her schoolwork, whether it is athletics.
Because it's all part of protecting and directing that child.
It's part of what we call in education the constant building of a human being. Children are not unlike works of art. They are a work in progress, and you are always correcting course and observing it.
What has been your, because I want to get into, Ms. Bingham, the story here of Harry Potter, Harry Potter Wonderland Library hosts special event open to wizards and muggles. Now, this is a, This is a display of some kind. Is that right?
The Harry Potter Wonderland display you're talking about?
Yeah.
That was something that the one of the teacher organizations, as well as our particular school board, requested that we set up in our library for the children to look at and to interact with. It's an event. The volunteers have been working to that. What they do is transform the library into a sort of Hogwarts school of witchcraft and wizardry. They have, I guess, other activities, including charades, dueling wizards, and this kind of thing. And it's very, I suppose, for the children.
Well, I should say you're not in favor of this, are you?
No, I am not. And I think that there are other teachers who are not. And let me just give you my background, Phil. I'm a middle school teacher at a Christian school, so I am probably the last person you're going to hear make a statement on behalf of the separation of church and state. I personally think we need more religion in our schools. But I would argue the separation of church and state here, because this is a religion that is more and more being embraced by our young people. It is more and more being embraced not only by young people, but by the mothers of these children. And when you have an adult foundation, I guess, it gives a legitimacy to something like this. And we're very concerned. As I said, they have charades competitions, how to make potions in the Great Hall. There's going to be fortune-telling. We learn as Christians that this is essentially witchcraft. We also know from our investigations into such individuals as David Berkowitz and others, Richard Ramirez, that this has a hand in black magic. So the separation of church and state is our first and foremost argument. But we also are trying to protect our children and, to an extent, society by saying, if you continue to expose our children to this, they will eventually succumb, if you will, or become believers in this and attempt to act out. And that can have repercussions for society at large as individuals attempt to transform their religion into a black magic.
We're talking to Clara Bingham, a educator, teacher at North Bell Middle School in Bell, California. And we're discussing the Harry Potter, actually a display, or it's a library event or display, that right now is in Clarksville, Tennessee, but I guess it's at other schools. And it is a Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows celebration. And in the school libraries, is that right, Ms. Bingham?
Yes.
They have set up different Harry Potter displays. Now, this is a very, very successful film, and it's a very, very successful franchise of films. And we've heard the argument over and over again that this is just fun. There is no one getting hurt. It's not proselytizing. It's not trying to indoctrinate. It's just a movie. What do you say to that?
Well, it's just a movie. That's very interesting, because it isn't just a movie. It is very much a recruiting tool. And here is why I say it's a recruiting tool. It isn't just one movie. It isn't just two movies. It's more than three or four or five movies. I don't know how many of these films have come out. But it is a very, very, it's a very, very pricey and involved set of films that seeks to excite the young imagination. And in so doing, to indoctrinate that young person into...
Now, what is the benefit of the people that produce this film to indoctrinate children into witchcraft?
Well, the reason for any religion is to control politically the society that religion comes up in. There is a lot of competition, obviously, for an individual's faith. And Christianity has the foremost amount of followers. Judaism, the individuals that are disenfranchised from Christianity, people that have found themselves put off by Christianity because they were they're very morally loose people, or they're manipulative people, or they're people that like to take advantage of others. And so Christianity doesn't allow that. Well, witchcraft does, and the black magic do. So with these 8 Harry Potter movies, they are saying, here is how you can be a part of controlling society. And they're saying that to our children. And
All right. Clara Bingham joining us, 877-876-PHIL. All right, so they're going to control society, the children are.
Even if it was a very innocent thing, the children are excited by it. They investigate Wicca. They investigate black magic. And as they investigate, they learn these different potions, and they learn these different spells. Now, the public school allowing Harry Potter event is a very clear endorsement of the religion of Wicca. And I don't want to get fancy and have a big argument about, whether Wiccan is good for society or not. That's against the separation of church and state.
Now, you mentioned bullying. What does this have to do with bullying?
Thank you, Phil. Bullying is a problem. And if we have bullies that also have the ability to practice this religion, whether it is black magic, Wiccan, or what have you, they can scare another child in much the same way that someone who knows voodoo can scare another person into, we have heard stories of an individual swallowing their own tongue because they were frightened by the voodoo. Now, if you have a bully in a school and he bully a child to the point where that child is going to swallow his tongue or is going to stab himself or is going to jump in front of a car.
And but I want to be clear. You don't believe that black magic is at work here. You think it is what voodoo does.
I believe that it is the exact same effect as voodoo, yes. It is a control of the individual by using that fear. That's what black magic is. And that's what the Harry Potter movies promote. And the best way to get it out of our schools is to say separation of church and state.
Because what you're saying here, when you talk about black magic being like voodoo, where the practitioner can put so much fear into a kid, the kid does something to hurt himself or other people, that's not going to move people.
I don't think so, because I don't think people really take that seriously. So you have to attack it from the standpoint of a separation of the church and the state. Why do I have a Harry Potter in my public library when I'm not allowed to put on display Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who I believe in as my Savior, and who a display of Jesus Christ, I think, would do a world of good for young people. But instead, they had on Harry Potter, and they have on that a Hogwarts and all this.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Clara Bingham there from North Bell. Yeah, she's the North Bell Middle School. Okay. Now, the Harry Potter films, I know, deal with and delve into whatever some person's idea is of black magic. I have no idea. I don't know what real black magic is. But according to Ms. Bingham, she has sent the warning out to the school board there, as well as to parents, that it is an approximation of black magic, as well as voodoo and witchcraft, and therefore constitutes a religion. And by putting this Harry Potter display in the school library, it is a violation of the separation of church and state, not to mention the fact that with school bullying, as serious as it is, you don't want bullies out there practicing some kind of a black magic voodoo fear on other children. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Clara Bingham. I want to investigate this whole this tie-in between bullying and black magic when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Let's quit screwing around with a call on 7 and get it up there or get rid of it.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Harry Potter Wonderland Public Library hosts special event open to wizards and muggles And this is happening at some schools in Southern California as well. One of them is North Bell Middle School in Bell, California. And with me is Clara Bingham, who is a middle school teacher there. She's teaching both as a substitute teacher and at times as full-time over there, although I know you're mostly at Joyful Union Congregation, which is a religious school. But you're claiming a separation of church and state at North Bell Middle School because you don't want to see Wicca at that school.
Oh, I think that it is a destructive force. I know that there are people who probably think that Wicca is a perfectly acceptable religion, but I do not, especially when you put it into the hands of a bully. And that's the part that I wanted to talk about. Bullying another child, we've already seen what that does. It causes children to kill themselves.
I'd like to avoid any. I don't want to argue, and I respect you, Ms. Bingham, but I want to avoid any conclusion as to quote what bullying causes. I'm sorry. I don't buy that bullying causes suicide. I think mental illness causes suicide.
Well, you could very well be right, Phil. I agree, but when a bully goes after a child, and that bully has acquired these skills that have been glamorized on Harry Potter, that a bully acquired the skill that he's seen these Hogwarts and all of them doing, then the bully becomes very proud of himself. And one other thing that I think needs to be said, Wicca is a religion still that is embraced primarily by women. So we have found that the children that come to school that are bullied, and want to put a black magic on a child, like you saw Harry Potter do, he has a mother at home that's fooling around with his Wicca.
It's being encouraged by a mother? You're saying the bullying?
No, I'm not saying the bullying.
Well, then what are you saying? She's saying she's not aware?
She is not aware that her child is taking that religion, that she's practicing outdoors at night with her friends in the backyard. She's not aware that her child is taking that to school and is bullying another child with a black Wicca and the magic and everything.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Elizabeth, New Jersey. Go ahead, Sylvan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I believe this woman got too much time on her hands, okay? This is fantasy. So different than Mother Goose, the Brothers Grimm, it's Hans Christian Andersen, and everything else that's written through the ages. If you take this further than what it is, then there's something wrong with you, not wrong with the person that writes. Okay, I don't know how you equate it with witchcraft and indoctrination
because
of kids
exactly
into evil.
If you have seen it, if you've watched it, you know what it is. It's obviously
no.
Witchcraft.
No. It's fantasy, lady. And you know the thing about it is, you claim to be a Christian, but then
yes.
Are you a cannibal? Okay, because
no,
you practice a ritual. Christians practice a ritual called eating the body of Christ. That doesn't make them a cannibal, does it?
No, that's Catholic. I don't do that. Catholics do that.
Okay. Well, hold it. You they set a host called this is the body of Christ. Okay. It says
I don't do that mess. No, the Catholic want to do that mess. I don't do that. I'm telling you.
That doesn't make them cannibals, does it?
I don't know. I'm not a Catholic.
Okay.
I'm not going to pass judgment on that. But I will see.
You got to separate fantasy from reality. Okay.
Well, a lot of people think that Jesus dying on the cross was fantasy. A lot of people think that a lot of things are fantasy.
Some people believe that. Some people believe that, but you claim to be a Christian. And you claim
to believe exactly right.
That the Christian religion is superior to other religions, okay?
I'm saying that the Christian religion is superior.
Good and bad,
but if you've got a child that is a bully that is using black magic on another child.
Bullying, you know,
you
when, we
have
kids,
a bully.
When we were kids, there was a bully, you either knuckle up and deal with the bully or not. How is it so suddenly now, this person is practicing witchcraft, and now they're bullying the kids?
I'm just saying, at my school, I have seen it. We have seen the Harry Potter display. I've seen some of these children that go home, their mother is Wiccan. They come back to school, and they're trying to bully a child, and
they're
trying to bully a child with a magic wand or some kind of pointed hat.
What do you mean a pointed hat?
You know, that's a very fancy way of just calling me a name, calling me crazy. That's what your argument is, and that's no good. That's no good.
I think you took it to the 10th level.
You go to school as a bully with a pointed hat. And you come home with a pointed head.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Harry Potter, does it teach children black magic, and are bullies learning black magic? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Harry Potter, the movie The Deadly Hallows. You know, we were talking about Harry Potter. You mentioned Clara on the show last night because the rumor was that this kid, Daniel Radcliffe, had exposed himself to the crowd because he was tired.
Was there any justification?
No, there was no. That never happened. There was no confirmation of that. But what we did learn from our reporter was that, and Daniel Radcliffe said it himself, he's really tired of doing these movies. Now, you just heard this man say that this is fantasy and that we shouldn't worry about this. And I've heard this down through the years. It's fantasy and we shouldn't worry about it. And that people such as yourself, Ms. Bingham, with all due respect as a Christian, you just don't get it. And you are personally trying to control the politics of a school district. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't understand. How do they think I am trying to control the politics of...
By asserting yourself over something as trivial as a movie, as trivial as a child's movie, that is about fantasy land, is about Hogwarts, this, that, whatever the hell it's about, by asserting yourself in that way, you are essentially trying to control a situation that nobody seems to think needs controlling.
Well, Mr. Henry, I have seen with my own eyes as a Christian what the devil can do. And the devil can work his way into the heart and mind of any human being, especially our young people, in a very, very sly and slick way. As a teacher, I have to be aware of that. And when I see this Harry Potter paraphernalia enter my school, when I see a celebration of this, these rituals that this man said was fantasy, well, it may be fantasy, but I've seen with my own eyes.
What have you seen with your own eyes? Have you seen somebody bully a kid? You mentioned kids.
Yes, I have.
You mentioned kids that have seen Harry Potter and became proficient in black magic?
I don't know, Mr. Henry, if they become proficient. I know that these are children whose mothers are involved in Wicca after they've seen Harry Potter. They go home, and they see their mother practice this Wicca or this black magic, and they come back to the school, and they do this black magic.
Now, well, what are they doing? How are they doing black magic? Tell me about it.
Well, for one thing, I saw a very... This, to me, was black magic. This girl, who I think is a wonderful girl, her name is Sarah. She's in my math class for my sixth graders. But she is not what you would call a bathing beauty. She's a heavy-set girl. She's got pimples and everything that affects the adolescent child. She's a sweet girl, but she is what the boys say is, the little boys call her a beast, and I think it's very cruel. But one day, and a Harry Potter come out, this girl come to school with a boy on her arm, carrying her book, and I recognize this boy. His name was Chris Blankenship. He was one of our seventh graders. He's carrying this little fat girl's book. They are sitting together at lunch. And I knew that this child had gone on to Harry Potter.
And what, the little girl?
Yes, this little girl.
What was her name?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I can't mention her name because...
Well, you mentioned the name of the kid.
The boy?
Yeah.
Well, it's necessary to mention his name because I have to use him as an example of, as I say to the other children, look at what this, and I said to the kids, and I say this with love in my heart still, but I said, look at this sucker. Here this boy, very good-looking Mexican boy, his father white, his mother from Trinidad, carrying the books of that little white girl. Now,
did you find that to be, in your mind, an example of black magic?
I don't know, but I have to, as a Christian who's on guard against the devil, I have to look at anything that is completely unlikely, anything that is almost too fantastic to believe. And if it has anything to do with black magic, I have to say yes.
So I want to be clear here, Clara. This girl, this child, whose name you don't want to give us, she's a fat little girl.
She's very fat. She got the pimple all over her face. And I have to tell you, the poor girl has braces, so her breath is very rancid. Why would a young man at an age of 12 or 13 want to carry the books that fat child? In my opinion, because of what that child came home with. She went to her home, her mother in the Wicca. She come home having looked up and learned all about the Harry Potter.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. To your way of thinking, that's black magic. I mean,
You don't see that.
Of course I don't see that. No, ma'am, I don't see that. No, not at all. What I see, quite frankly, as a child who made friends with this boy who may not be an individual all that enamored of people's looks. Maybe there's something about them that they became friends. 877, well, I should only hope children everywhere are that blind to appearances. 877-876-PHIL. Amanda in Massachusetts. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham.
I would agree with that, Phil.
Thank you. Yes, Amanda.
Hi, I just don't understand how this woman thinks that a fantasy world it can be conceived as reality. You get to Hogwarts by a train, you pass through a wall. And this is children we're talking about. That children have imagination.
You see how you know all about it, though? You see how you know all about it?
I'm a mom, and I absolutely love Harry Potter. The woman who wrote it was a completely sane, brilliant, intelligent woman, homeless, living in her car, that just imagined this fantasy place where, you know, she could go and have all of her problems solved, and and essentially, the whole Harry Potter story is good over evil. Harry Potter always wins. He will always overcome Voldemort. And it's all about your friends, your family, good versus good always.
But there is evil. But there is evil. But there is evil there. And the other thing that you have to understand is you said this woman is completely sane, yet she was living in her car. Hello. Hello. Okay. That woman is it. She has a screw loose.
Well, hold on for a minute. I mean, Amanda, you know the story of J.K. Rowling, right?
I love Harry Potter. I've seen every movie.
Was Ms. Rowling? Why was Ms. Rowling living in her car? She was homeless, correct?
No, she was homeless. You know, not by her own choice, obviously, but you know,
of course
she
not.
Just
no. What do you mean not by her own choice? This is a woman with a screw loose.
Can we stop with the screw loose?
Young lady. A woman living alone in her car, imagining a man flying to a wall named Harry Potter. This is a woman got a screw loose. She is as goofy as a March hare.
Well, one could say that you have a screw loose, thinking that anyone who could think that Harry Potter is a real and can be used as black magic or, you know, and for another point, Wiccan has nothing to do with any part of the conversation whatsoever.
Are you Wiccan?
I am a Roman Catholic. I am a God-fearing.
That's a whole other ball game, too. All a Catholic, but
Well, we're not going to get into Catholic bashing, because I am too, okay? We're going to talk about Christianity and Wicca. That's fine. Now, Amanda here has said that, J.K. Rowling, you want to indict J.K. Rowling because she lived in her car. But I want to get back to this thing about this little girl that you saw at school practicing. Does she have a mother that's into Wiccan?
Yes, this child has a mother into Wiccan. This child has been to see all of Harry Potter, because I asked her. I said, did you see Harry Potter? She said, oh, yes, I did, Miss Bingham.
Yeah, if you sat and read anything about the Wiccan religion, it's everything to do with nature and everything around you, loving everything. It's the black side. I could rattle off 100 Harry Potter spells to you right now, and it's not going to do anything to you. It's not real. It's imagination. It has nothing to do with any religion. It has nothing to do with it's fantasy. It's made up. It's a story. It's a place you get to walking through a wall and being on an imaginary train. You are insane.
The fact that you know how to do that, the fact that you know how to do that frightens me. And
she didn't say she knows how to do it.
She's telling me about getting on a train and going through a wall. Is that correct?
She says that's in the movie. Yeah.
Well, the fact that this little fat girl comes to school with this young Trinidad Caucasian boy. Now, how's that happen? I'll tell you how it happened.
I feel sorry for this little girl.
Black magic.
The way that she feels the need to play out a fantasy where she thinks that a Harry Potter spell is going to solve all her problems, and it's not.
It worked, though. She got a good-looking boy to carry her books. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying that because she made friends with a really handsome boy at school, that's black magic?
This child has got a big fat gut on her and pimple on the nose, everything. Yeah, well, I'm saying it was black magic.
She is a kid. She is
what else would get a boy?
A fantasy world. She should be allowed to do that.
What else would get a boy to want to walk down the street with a fat girl?
All right, look, thank you very much, Amanda, for your call. And Ms. Bingham, 877-876-PHIL. It's a very fascinating conversation, but nonetheless, I don't think, and I believe that Amanda and other callers have made the point, I don't think that we're any closer to determining that Harry Potter is teaching kids black magic, or that if we have a problem with bullying, we're going to have bullies coming to school having learned black magic from their Wiccan mothers. More of your calls coming up. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And I think the question here in our next quarter hour before we say goodbye to Ms. Bingham is, why can't that little girl that she saw at school, why can't she just make a friend? Why does it have to be that that girl practiced black magic in order to get a boy to carry her books? 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Known Harry Potter for years.
Okay, I understand it.
Phil Henry.
But we are going to, I'll take it down. I can't have it.
Well, the display is still up. Clara Bingham at North Bell Middle School, the Harry Potter display is still up at the school.
That is correct.
And you have had words with the school saying that you don't want that.
I'm a teacher, so I'm not trying to throw my weight around. I'm not trying to say that I am the principal. I'm not the principal. I'm not a member of the I'm not a parent. My children, when they were going to school, went to private Christian school. But I will tell you this. I think that Harry Potter has given these children idea about Wicca and all of that. And I think that the mothers of these children are to blame because, you know, they love a lot of these mothers, especially, and I don't mean... this is very difficult to say, but a lot of these white women.
Why white women?
White women I think, feel that their power has left them over the last few decades. They had some power at one time over, maybe they had a Mexican maid, you know, or a colored woman. Now they have no power over that. So the white women, they do Wicca.
And you don't feel like that's a very racist statement, huh?
I don't think it's racist because I don't think that it's endemic to all of the whites, but some. But we had a child, Phil, that had the personality. She was a dull child. She was a slow child. She had no personality at all that anyone could determine. And when we had our magazine drive, that child came back and won the magazine drive. She had sold all of the magazine, Penthouse and Playboy, which we don't like the children to sell, but they do sell them, and we tell the children, just tell them we have Penthouse, we have Playboy. The men in the house will probably want to buy that, and then they go to True Detective or Soldier of Fortune. This child came back, and she had sold everything.
And you think that that's black magic because the child ordinarily has no personality?
None that I can see, and you have to have some kind of personality to sell all these magazines. You must. And this child is as dull and as just there's nothing happening there with that baby. I love her. I love her very much. She's a wonderful girl, but she's got nothing to say to nobody. Poor baby got no one. And yet she can sell a, excuse my language, she'll sell the hell out of that Penthouse, that Playboy, all of these magazines on a magazine drive.
I got to tell you something. Having these kids selling Penthouse, these kids with these magazine drives, I don't like them at all.
Yeah, they raise a lot of money.
I don't care. I don't like them at all. I don't like them, and I'll never like them. I don't like seeing kids walking around in the heat of the summertime when they ought to be at the beach or they ought to be in a park, and they're sent out, and these are 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, and they're sent out to sell magazines, and one day a week they get to go down to the beach. I don't like it. Here is Tony. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Clara Bingham.
Yes, I was just calling to ask Ms. Bingham, are you serious with this? Is this a joke? Are you this narrow-minded?
About what, dear? I'm talking about children in a school, in a middle school.
Well, I understand, and I'll tell you what I saw one time. One time I saw Bugs Bunny stick his finger in the air in the barrel of a gun, and the gun blew up on the man pulling the trigger. Now, is that the devil? Is Warner Brothers the devil?
You know, I heard something one time about a man that walked on water. Isn't that stupid? It turned out that was Jesus.
That is not stupid.
Did you laugh at that? Did you laugh at that? Did you think that was
stupid? We're talking about the difference between
so when you're talking about religion and what a man or what a man believes or what a child believes, you cannot. If they believe it, they believe it. And if someone takes black magic and they believe in that black magic, you're going to have a child that's about as dull as paint drying, selling, what did this child sell? Fishing magazine, Soldier of Fortune, and Swank.
Okay, are you seriously?
Why are you selling? Why the hell are you selling Swank magazine? Why are these children selling that?
Because that's part of the magazines they're given.
Man,
are you seriously comparing the Bible to a children's book?
You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You're typical of a lot of people. Don't want to listen. It doesn't make any difference whether I do or not. If some people do, then some people do. And if they do, that means they believe it. But if you are not intelligent enough, if you're not intelligent enough to understand what I'm saying, then you have to take another run at it. But it doesn't matter what I believe. If somebody believes that Harry Potter is black magic and they can practice that black magic, and a dumb little girl like this sells Swank magazine, or a fat girl has a boy, take her book home from school, then that's black magic.
No, no, no. This man is asking, do you believe that black magic exists?
I think if a young girl thinks black magic exists and she gets some mixed-race boy to carry her books...
She gets some mixed-race...
A fat white girl.
All right. All right, Chris, or Tony, rather.
Yes.
Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So the mixed-race... fat girl.
No. It ain't no mixed race fat girl. It was a mixed race boy, and it was a fat white girl. Okay?
All right.
But I'm sorry, it was a dull white girl, too. So the two girls are the ones that practice the black magic. One was a fat white girl, the other was a dull one. But the dull, the dull one.
Look, first of all, how difficult is it for anybody to sell Swank, Penthouse, and Playboy?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Well, you're trying to tell me that some dull little girl, because she was able to go out and sell magazine subscriptions, some of which were to Penthouse, Swank, and Playboy, this child must have been practicing black magic, because that's just amazing that the child has no personality.
But she sold also a subscription to Soldier of Fortune, True Detective. Nobody read that stuff anymore. Then you have the fat white girl. All right, now let's move on to that subject. This girl has got breasts that would knock a buzzard off the back of a garbage scow. And yet, the child had a good-looking mixed-race boy carry her books home, carry her books to school, sit with her, get her chocolate milk, run off, get her a donut. I mean, I swear, I had not seen anything like this since I was very, very young. And I say this with great remorse, but I was young, and I was in a women's colony there in South Carolina, and the girls used to say, go and get me a cigarette. Or they make you run errands, you know, if you're new on a yard. So I said, boy, look at that. It reminds me of the women's colony in South Carolina. She's saying, I almost have heard her say, hey, bitch, go get me.
You know? All right, well, thank you very much.
Is that it? Because
no, that's it. Thank you. Bob Green next, 877-876-PHIL. She said, bitch, go get me. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I thought I heard that.